Okay, today is Daf Ayin Vav. We're on Ayin Vav. We're on the Mishnah. It's actually quite, believe it or not, an easy Daf today. And we're going to finish the Perek, and we're going to start the next Perek. Here we go, Ayin Vav. Says the Mishnah. Hamotzi Tevin, if somebody carries straw, Kimale Pipara. The shear for carrying straw is the amount to put in the mouth of a para. Okay? Otza, if you're carrying otza, which the Gemara will say in a minute is etza, okay, the Gemara will say it's the straw of kitnius, okay, is kimal epigamal, the amount to fill in the mouth of a camel, which Rashi says is nafish shiura mi pi para. It's bigger than the size of a para. Gets the camels are bigger. Abel kimal epipara. But if you carry out the size of a para, this material, lo mechayev, you will not be chayev. Why? Lo mechayev, the halo chazi lepara. Para doesn't eat that. It's a funny thing. A carrying is the only malacha like this, where every single item has a different shear. It's all the same. It's the same shear. The shear is called chashivas. So now, with each item, it's a different shear. So for X it's this, for Y it's this, and for Z it's this. Right? Okay. Amir, what's Amir? Amir is the straw of some stubble. It's Kimale Pitle, the amount that you can put into the mouth of a sheep. Asavim, grass, is Kimale Pigdi, the amount that a goat can eat. Ole Shum v'Ole Betzalim, leaves of garlic or leaves of Betzalim. Onions, lachim, if they're wet, kigrogris. The shear is the size of a grogris. Yveshim, and if they're dry, kimale pigadi, the size of a, the amount of a goat it will eat. Ve'en mitzdar from zem ze, they do not combine these things. Mibnei, shalo, shavu, bishirehe, because they're not the same shear, so they don't combine. Okay? Okay. My, says the Gemara, my atza, what's atza? Amr of Yehuda, it's tevin shalmine kitnius, straw of kitnius. Okay? Ki asar of Dimi, Amr, he said like this. Hamotzi tevin kimale pipara, if someone carries out the requisite shear of tevin, which was kimale pipara, but he carries it out legamal. He carries it out for a camel. You hear that? You hear that question? He carries out the shear, but he carries it out for a camel, which is not the shear. It's too small, because the camel's bigger. So Rabbi Yochanan Omar Chayev. Rabbi Yochanan says you're Chayev for carrying. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Omar Potter. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says you're Potter for carrying. Okay? Now, Bi'orta, the night before, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Rabbi Yochanan said you're Chayev. B'tafra, when he woke up in the morning, Hadar, but he took it back. Okay? He took it back. Now, was he right for taking it back? That's a machlokas. Amar Yosef, Shapir Ovid, the Hadar. It's a good thing Rabbi Yochanan took it back. Why is it a good thing he took it back? Because you're chayev. Why? The ha lo chazi legamal. Because it's not fit for a camel. Okay? Amar le Abaya, says Abaya, Adrabba, Kidimei Kar Mistabra. Just the opposite. Rabbi Yochanan should not have changed his mind. He should have stuck with it. Why? The ha-chazi le-para. Because at the end of the day, it's chazi for a para. What are Abaya and Rabbi Yosef arguing about? Before we get to what they're arguing about, so the truth is that the Pnei Yeshua says like this. We have a shear for carrying. But what's the shear for a human being? For a human being. What's the shear for carrying? The shear for carrying is a grogris. What if you carry out the grogris for Og Belach HaBashan? Well, it's certainly not enough of a shear for him. So you're not chayev. Of course you're chayev. We don't make that. It doesn't matter who it is. You're carrying it for a little baby or a gigantic person. It doesn't make a difference. The shear is a shear. It doesn't make one bit of a difference. Right? But sit. That's obvious. Right? It may not be too obvious, that's the halacha.
It's objective.
The shear is objective. So all of a sudden over here, it's subjective. So Pnei Yeshua says, because every shear is... Like I started off by saying, why is carrying all of a sudden there's 100, the whole Masechta now is 100 shiurim. Every item under the sun, a different shiur. Why is that? Because that's exactly his point. When it comes to everything else but human beings, everything goes by kavanah. So what do you carry it out for? Did you carry it out for a camel? Did you carry it out for a cow? That make a big difference. That's his pshat. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a different pshat. What are Abaya and Rabbi Yosef arguing about? They're arguing about whether Rabbi Yochanan should have taken it back or not. In other words, arguing about whether or not you're chayav for this or not. So if I carry out the shear, it's the requisite shear. Just, I carried it out for a camel. And if it's for a camel, it's too small. So Rabbi Yosef says, you're chayav. Abaya says, Rabbi Yochanan should have said you're pater. Why? So Rabbi Yosef Engel says, because in such a case, your kavana trumps your maisa. I did a maisa of Shabbos without the kavana. Basically what's going on here. I did a maisa, I carried out, but I didn't intend to do it in a vera. Why not? Because I wanted to bring it for a camel. For a camel, it's too small. So what wins? Does the Maisa win? Or does the Machshava win? It's a very interesting question. Right? You know, Yosef Engel thought that up. Right? So Yosef Engel says, that's what they're arguing about. What win? Which one wins? Does it the Maisa win? Or does your Machshava win? All right, Rabbi Yosef says, your Maisa wins. Your Maisa wins. You did a Maisa of carry with a ship. You thought you're going to give it to... Who cares what you thought? And Abaya says, no. The Kavanah, the Machshava, that's the one that wins. That's the one that controls. Therefore, you wanted to give it to that animal. That animal, you're not high for that. It's not enough of a shear. So it's fascinating. So he said, so the Pnei Yeshua said, so if it's for you...
You need a mattress. In the barn, you give them a straw. You need a lot of straw for a mattress, right?
Right. That's an abnormal use. The main use is for eating. So that becomes a shear. And then we said, it doesn't matter if this guy, a big fat guy, for him, it's not even a shear. No, we don't say that by humans. We don't say that. It's old Melech HaBashan, it's a giant. That's not a shear for him.
It's not for eating, like I said.
So we're going to get to it. We're going to get to what's the shear for paper. And what's the shear? We're going to get to all that. You hear what he's saying? Well, what wins? Machshava for my first fascinating issue. Okay. Next. Where are we? Elikiyasa Ravin Amar. Rather, Amar, he said, Hamotzi Teven Kimale Pi Para. If someone carries out the Teven, the shear for a para, Ligamal, for a camel, now, Kuli Amalo Pligi Dechayev. Everyone holds your Chayev. Why does everyone hold your Chayev? Forget everything we just said. Of course you're Chayev. Why are you Chayev? You carried out a shear. In other words, it doesn't matter what your kavana is. You did a mice of carrying on Shabbos. And the right shear, too. Why is it the right shear? Because that's the shear for cows. Ah, you thought you were going to give it to some... Doesn't matter what you thought. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas is, bemotzi otza, when you took out camel food, bemotzi otza, you took out camel food, kimale pi para, and you took out, not the size of a para, rather, the size of a cow, Lipara, for a cow. Now what? Now what's the story with that? So Rashi says, Lo chazi lipara el ayyad chak. That only a cow will eat that when he's desperate. Right? That's not his first choice. It's desperate, he'll eat it. Right? Ella legamal hu dechazi. That's camel food. Hu hoti lipara. And you took it out for the para. So back to the Gemara. The ibcha itmar. And now we have the reverse opinions. Rabbi Yochanan amar pater. Rishlokish Amar Chayev. Now it's reversed. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pater, Achila Ayde Adchak, Lo Shme Achila. Achila Ayde Adchak is Lo Shme Achila. What kind of eating is that? That's not considered eating. Right? And Rishlokish Amar Chayev. Why? Achila Ayde Adchak, Shme Achila. Okay? So it's a machlokes. Look at Tosfos, Achila Ayde Adchak, Lo Shme Achila. Achila Ayde Adchak is not called Achila. V'had Amar Parakeitar HaRegel, Achila Ayde Adchak, Shme Achila. Right? Let's say an animal comes into your garden and starts eating in an abnormal way, damaging your stuff. So the owner's going to say, well, I'll see a dead carcass, lo shmei achila, so my animal's not really chayiv. Do we say that? Of course we don't say that. Says Tosfos, hani mi nezikin. Regarding the Zikin, there's no rule like that. Regarding the Zikin, it's, of course it's damage. The animal came and damaged your stuff. That's not really dog food. The dog came. Doesn't matter. The lo chashvin le mishuna, right? Avala achshuva l'inyan Shabbos lo chashiv yachila. Yeah, don't compare apples and oranges. Regarding the Zikin, that's considered normal. Regarding Shabbos, different criteria, right? One is damage. The animal damaged your stuff. I didn't really enjoy it because it's not really normal eating. You would starve it. That doesn't make a difference. When it comes to Shabbos, it makes all the difference in the world. Okay?
The other guy is bringing, A says to B, bring me straw for my animal. He doesn't tell him which animal. And he gets, it's the wrong animal. The first guy is bringing straw for an animal. You know, there is a shear there.
So now you're asking me if he brought it stam.
Stam, let's say, for an animal. And they, it's the wrong one. I bought it for an animal.
That's a good question. I don't know.
How does that work in terms of...
Yeah, it's a good question. Right, each one has a different thing.
But the shear was determined for what's more common, so it doesn't matter. They determine the shear according to the object that for what's the most common use.
Bring me a straw.
Probably still carrying out a shear of the straw.
Right.
It's a problem, the whole thing. So you can change your mind in between, but still you carried out whatever the minimum amount was going to be. How do you get around that?
Right.
It's not the perfect shear.
Right, so in the beginning of the next perek, I believe it's in here. Yeah, I think we might have an answer to your question when we start the next paragraph. Maybe, I have to just look over here. We might have an answer to your question in a few minutes. Might have an answer. Okay, next. Amir Kamale Pitle. Amir, what was Amir again? Some kind of straw and stubble is Kamale Pitle. I have a tiny kid grogris, but we lowered the size of a grogris. Yeah, it's the same thing. That's the same shear. Ole shom v'ole betzalim lachim kigrogres yveshim kamalei pigdi ve'emitz dar from zeh and zeh v'nei shalosh shavu bishi urehen. Any time the shear is different, they don't combine, right? Which leads to actually a halacha question, like can food and drink combine to make you have to bench or brach achrona or brach rishona? All those questions. Can food and drink don't have the same shear? So okay. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, ein mitzdarfen l'chomer shebehen. They can't be mitzdarif to give you the most stringent shear. Aval mitzdarfen l'kal shebehen. But they can combine to give you the most lenient shear. Right? What does that mean? That means, what? Let's say the biggest shear is, that's the thing for a camel. Let's just say for argument's sake. So they can combine for that shear, right? They can combine for the smallest shear, but they can combine for the biggest shear. And he says over here that the biggest shear is the leaves of garlic and leaves of onions, right? So we said that if they're wet and if they're dry, the different shear. So those can combine. Why? Because they can combine to give you the biggest shear. In other words, they can combine to be for the largest shear. They can combine for the most machmir shear. They can't combine. B'chol d'lo shavu b'shurein mi mitzdarfin. What? And whenever they don't have a shear, is that true? That whenever they're not the same shear, they can be mitzdarif, even if it's the biggest shear, right? V'atnan. So we learned like this. We know that for different material, right, such a thing as tumah. In order for something to become tameh, it has to be a kli, a beged, and it has to have a certain size, right? So beged is gimel al gimel. A beged has to be 3 fingers by 3 fingers. V'hasak, a different kind of garment, is dalet al dalet. V'ha'or, leather, is hey al hey. five by five. Mapates, what's mapates? Some kind of mat is vav al vav, six by six. Vitani Allah, and we learned regarding all these different shiurim, do they combine? Habeged v'hasak, hasak v'ha'or, ha'or v'ha'mapet, mitzdar from zeh and zeh. They do combine, but only because of a specific reason. Vamar b'shimon, ma'atam, what's the reason why they combine? Why do they combine? B'bnei shiru'uyin litamei moshav. Because you can become tamei, they all become tamei if you sit on them. In other words, you can combine them into one garment. If not for that reason, they would not combine. Why? Because different items don't combine. You just told me that different items can combine as long as it's for the makel shear. Good. That's not even true. Because by tumah, that's not true. The only reason they combine is because you're able to make it into one garment. It's the only reason they combine. Taima, what they combine is the ru'in litame moshav. Because there's such a tumah that they have a commonality regarding you can combine them together to make one mat or one item regarding tumah. Aval ein roi litame moshav lo. If not for that reason, they would not combine. So Amar Rava answers, Hachinami, no, here too by over here by what?
Food.
By food. Hachinami dechazi l'dugma. They can combine, if you have a store, dugma means an example. It means samples. Samples. You will combine all the samples. Rashi says you combine the samples. Right, look at Rashi. Mishiesh l'limchar, sober mikulan, you combine them all. V'no saying lifnei chalono, you stick them in the window. Laharos, sheesh lo limochar mikulan. To show everybody, you have all different types of straw. You're the straw center, the straw capital of the city. Now, why do you do that? V'nichalei she'muchu barin yachad. You want them all to be combined. Ta'aydi dezutre kol chad v'chad aruch mafazo. You don't want the wind to blow every single one away. But if you combine them all, they're not going to blow them away. So sometimes they combine, and therefore they combine for the shear as well. Okay, next Mishnah. Hamotzi ochlin. What about regular normal food? I saw that one of the Achronim says the reason that animal food was first is because you have to feed your animals before you feed yourself. So the animal food goes first. Hamotzi ochlin b'kigrogris chayiv. If besides of a shear of a grogris, you are chayiv. Again, you're not allowed to carry less than this or either the chatzi shear. We're talking about punishment. Umitzdarfin zeh and zeh, all food combines, right? Half of the apples and oranges are all combined. Why? B'bnei sheshavu b'shiurehin, because they're the same shear. It's all the same shear. It doesn't make a difference. Chutz, except mikli pasan, except for the shell, the peel doesn't combine. So if you have something that's exactly the size of a grogris, including the peel, you're going to be putter. Why? Because the peel doesn't count. The peel doesn't count. Garinehem, the seeds don't count. And uksehen, the stem doesn't count. None of that counts in the shear. Vitsubin umursan. And
the coarse brand
doesn't either count. All that doesn't count. So whatever you're carrying, reduce all that. If you have a shear, you're chayiv. If you don't have a shear, you're not chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, however, there's an exception to the exception. Chutz miklipe adashin, except for lentil beans. Lentil beans you cook with the shell, so the shell doesn't get removed. You cook it together. Shem is bashal simon. You cook it together. So there's an exception to the exception. Right? Shells don't count. Peels don't count unless it's adashim. Says the Gemara, v'subin u'morsin lo mitzdarfin. What, that doesn't combine? Subin and morsin don't combine? The coarse brand doesn't combine? V'atanya, but we learned. Chameshes revo'im kemach v'od chayav mechala. Five measures of kemach, including, and a little bit more than that, that's the shir fachala. If I'm baking and I have a tiny little amount of dough, you don't have to give challah on that. There's a shear for challah. There's a shear for everything. There's a shear for challah. The shear for challah is five measures of kemach and a little bit more. Hain, the flour, visubin, umursanan. And the coarse also combines to give you the shear for challah. So combine for challah. Why doesn't it combine for Shabbos? So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaya, shekin oni ochel pito be'isa belusa. Because a poor man will eat, and we said this before, a poor man will eat the bread with the coarse flour combined in it. Says Rashi, Belusa, me'ureves be subana umur sana. A poor man will eat the bread together with the husk and the bran, whatever all these inferior products are, these inferior, we will call them, you know, impurities in the bread. We won't eat that, but the poor man will. Hilchah lechem ha'aretz karinan bay. It's called lechem. Umihu l'inyan Shabbos midi dechashiv ba'inan. When it comes to Shabbos, the standard for carrying is chashiv. Umistamayhu dahani lav ochel ninu. And stamazai, that's not considered ochel, says Rashi. Stam is not considered ochel. So regarding challah, yeah, and regarding Shabbos, no. Right? Back into the Gemara. Amar Abayi, right? She called all those leaders. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chutz mi klifei adashim ha'mas bushalasi mahen. But Adashim is an exception to the exception. Adashim in Poland low. Adashim, yeah. But beans, no. V'atanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, chutz mi klifei Poland v'adashim. Yeah, but we have another braisa that says that Poland are also an exception. Because you cook the shell of the bean together with the bean. So lo kasha, that's not a kasha. Ha, b'charati. The braisa that said that beans are also an exception to the exception, that's talking about brand new beans. What does it mean, brand new beans? Fresh beans. Ha, batiki. The Mishnah, which only had an exception for adashim, was talking about old beans. Old beans. What's the difference between old beans and new beans? Listen to this one. Atiki, my time alone. Why aren't old beans included? In other words, old beans, the shell doesn't count. By new beans, the shell does count, just like adashim. Why? Amar Be'avo, Neshanirin, Kizavuvin, Bekara. Because they look, nobody would cook them. The kids would freak out. They look like flies in the bowl. They're cooking, they look like flies. You walk in, the kids will walk in, they'll see the bowl. Ma, what are you doing? You're cooking flies today for lunch? Having flies today? So they would never cook like that. That's considered abnormal, and therefore that would not be part of the shear. Once they're old already, and that look went away, then yes, they would cook them with the shell, and in a chanami, that would be part of the shear. That would be still part of the shear. Okay?
No, old ones, not the new ones can.
New ones, they would.
The new ones are good.
New ones, combined. What do you mean good? New ones combine, old ones don't combine.
Old ones look like flies.
Exactly. Old ones look like flies, exactly. Hajjan alach klal gadol, hajjan alach klal gadol, hajjan alach klal gadol. Okay, so before we start the next Mishnah, I saw this last night. Okay. Now we're going to do all these different hamotzi yayin. Someone carries wine. What's the shear for wine? Kedei mezigas hakos. The amount of wine you need to have a diluted cup of wine. Right in the olden days, everybody knows the wine was not drunk like it is today. They would dilute it with water. To get a normal, the Gemara is going to ask what size cup is this. To get a normal cup of wine, how much wine was in there? How much water was in there? Whatever that shear was, that's the amount that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos.
Of the wine.
Of the wine part, right. Which Rashi's...
50-50?
It was not 50-50. No, it was... Rashi's going to say... Look at the first Rashi of the Perek. Kishir shenosnin yayin chai l'toch hakos. The shear that you put live wine. Right? Rashi was a wine merchant. So he did for a living. Whenever they have Gemara's about wine, Rashi has a lot to say because he knew it very well. So whatever the shear, whatever that is for that live wine, in other words, the undiluted wine, you can't drink that; it's too strong. Whatever that is, l'soch kos l'hosef al of mayim kilchaso, to put wine in, to put water in, v'limzo goes obahen. The Gemara Farish be'ezek kos mishayir. What kind of kos are we using? Is it a 10-ounce cup, 100-ounce cup, or what kind of cup is this? Whatever it is, that's the shear. Okay.
Right, there was a standard kind of wine, then, like now we have an old wine, newer wine,
yeah, so
old wine you couldn't drink.
No, there wasn't 100 different wines like today. You walk into the liquor store, you can get dizzy. It wasn't like that. Right. It wasn't like that.
Every wine you couldn't drink.
Correct. Hamotzi yayin kedei mezigas hakos. Chalav, milk. Kedei gimia, a swallow. Devash, honey. Kedei litin al hakotzes, to put on a wound. Shemen, oil. Kedei losach ever katam. The amount of oil to anoint on a small aver of a baby. Mayim, water. Kedei lashuv behenes akilar. The amount that you put, what is this, a wound? An eye wound? Some kind of eye? You put water on the eye? What does it mean? What does it say?
It's an eye salve.
An eye salve. There's something with an eye. The amount of water you put on an eye when you have an eye pain. Vishar kol hamashkin berevius. Every other mashka with a revius. What does a revius mean? Right? a revi'at halug, right? V'chal hashovchin, and any impure or foul liquid, also be revi'at, also with a revi'at. Rav Shimon Omer, no, kulan be revi'at. Every drink in the world, every liquid in the world is a revi'at, not all these other shiur we gave before. V'lo nemru kala shiur halalu, all these shiur were ella l'manet yehem. For somebody who's different, we said this yesterday, and he'll carry out less than the shiur, but he's mastered that amount. So then for him, it's a problem. So he says like this. He says an interesting thing over here. He says, the Rashbam in Baba Basra says that where did all these shiurim come from? Again, why are all these shiurim by carrying, all of a sudden, so many shiurim by carrying? Where'd that come from? So the Rashbam in Baba Basra says, it's something called Malachas Machsheves. When by the Torah, when it comes to Shabbos, it's Malachas Machsheves. It has to be a constructive, purposeful action. And carrying out one drop in a little time, that's not of wine, that's nothing. So it's not considered a purposeful carrying, and therefore you're not chayev. Right? When it comes to every other malacha, it's objective. Two letters is two letters. Cooking is Michael Ben-Jerusai. Everything has a shear. Some is a kol shehu. But if there's a shear, there's a shear. When it comes to carrying, all of a sudden, everything's all over the map. That's because of malachas machshavas. Okay?
Wine is the only one that, for example, you
can
drink strength. Everything else, the milk, the water, this, that, you can drink it. Here you can't drink the wine because you have to add water to it. It's not really a, in and of itself, it's not a, you know, you have to add something to it.
Because it used to be diluted, they drink straight
with
wine.
Without carrying, if you do nothing to it, you're not going to drink it, right?
Right. So he quotes over here. Wait, 1 minute. He quotes here from the Totsaz Chaim. The Totsaz Chaim was Rav Menachem Zemba. You know, heard of Menachem Zemba? He was killed in the Warsaw Ghetto. Right? He was a big tzaddik in the Warsaw Ghetto. He was a big pre-war tzaddik. The Totsaz Chaim was a tiny, thin sefer. Rav Schachter said that the Totsaz Chaim was like one of the only achronim, you know, modern-day achronim that Rav Soloveitchik would actually learn. Because he's his own achron. He didn't need another achronim, he's his own. But the Totsaz Chaim, like, he put on a little bit on a pedestal. What? He wrote on Shabbos.
He
has Chuvas?
No,
that wasn't him. That was Vashri. The story is that when he came out into the street, when he was killed, before he was killed, he had these gigantic old, you know, those old tall Rambams. And somebody opened it up and the entire margins were all filled in. It was all lost. You know, all filled in with his notes. Every page, all filled in with his notes. It was a big tzaddik. It's a, you know, Hashem Yikim Damam. It was a big tzaddik, and he was killed by the Nazis. Anyway, he says, the Rashbam can't mean that shiurim of Shabbos are only because of Malachas Machsheves. That can't mean that. That doesn't really make... Everything in the Torah has a shiur. Right? Sometimes the shiur is, there's no shiur. It can't be that the only reason why you're not allowed to write two letters as opposed to one letter is because Malachas Machsheves. That can't be. The Gedarim of Shiurim are Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. If Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, that's a rule across. Why do they have to eat a Kedayis of Chameit or a Kedayis of Matzah? Where did the Kedayis come from? That's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right? So we have based on these Tzukim, about everything has Halacha Moshe. All Shiurim is Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Where did number 13 come from? Why when a boy's 13 he becomes a Gadol? Where did that number come from? Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. All Shiurim Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. What the Rashbam is coming to address is why there's so many shiurim here, right? And B, why don't we use the same standard shiur that we use all along called the kazayas? All of a sudden, when it comes to carrying, it's a grogris. Where'd that come from? Why not a kazayas? Someone carries a kazayas, everything else is a kazayas. All of a sudden, we come with a grogris. Where'd that come from? So the Rashbam came along and said, because of Malachas Machsheves, there's an added element when it comes to Shabbos. Forget. That added element is connected to Malachas Machsheves. It has to be Chashav. But so Rabbi Nachum Zembo is explaining, the Rashbam is not coming to undo this Halacha Lo Moshe B'Sinai that applies throughout Shas, throughout the whole Kol Torah Kula. In the Chanami, there's a Shiur by Halacha Lo Moshe B'Sinai. The Queen's address, so why is the Shiur different and so funny? Because of Malachas Machsheves. Does that answer what you were bothered with before? A little bit it does. Okay.
It's not even robust. Liquid is not as
revius. Right, so but that's the same shear for everything. How much wine you have to drink at the Seder? Or revius. No, it's a different thing. A robe, whatever. But the Ravis is the standard shear.
Right.
The standard shear for drink.
What's not standard?
Here, what's not standard? Milk.
According to one sheet, don't we pass like the other one, the Ravishim?
I don't know about that.
Honey,
all these things. Oil, all different. Okay, next. Tana. Kedei mezigas hakos yafa. It has to be, what kind of cup is this? A kos yafa. My kos yafa. What is a good? What does it mean? A good cup. What does that mean? The answer is koshal bracha. A koshal bracha. What does that mean? So says Rashi, koshal bracha berchas hamazon, benching. So it's richu chachamim liyafuso. The chachamim made sure you have a good cup. Kedamina bebrachos that there were 10 things said with wine. Remember Nafnun Aleph? Wasn't that long ago? It was about 3 months ago. Itor has to be a nice cup. Itov, Hadacha, Shtifa, Chai, Malay, all these requirements for a cup. How many ounces does the cup have to hold? That we don't tell you. That we don't say. Right? It has to be a good cup. You have to wash it out, make sure it's clean and it's full, it's all nice, beautiful cup. It's all lovely. What's the size? That we don't know. Right? Amar Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Koshal Bracha, Tzarech, Shehebo Rova Revius. You have to have, listen to this, I'm not sure if this is what this means. You have to have a rov revius kidei in order shiyibzegenu v'yamad al revius, so that when you finish with the diluting, you'll have a revius. Right? The only one, who, right? That's what Rashi says. Right? What does Rashi say? Yayin chai, this undiluted wine, is rova shel revius. A quarter of a revius. Why? Because it's one part wine, three parts water. Right? Did we say that always? It's one part wine, three parts water, and you need a revius of wine. So if you have one quarter of a revius of undiluted wine, that's the shit we're talking about. That'll give you that plus three parts, three quarters water. That'll give you a revius of normal wine. Okay?
I mean, now
yeah, I will stop.
Wine situation. Yeah. I like strong wine, even though two parts of water.
So I don't think it was. I don't think it was like that.
The
yeah, it wasn't like that back then. It wasn't like that back then. There wasn't a variety of wine.
Right, but everyone wanted the same degree of the dilution.
Also, I once was reading somewhere that the wine that back then, maybe you know better, the wine back then wasn't intoxicated like it is today. Is that true? That's what there's a theory at. It was not. It was not. What? You could get drunk.
Yeah.
But it didn't have the same kind of properties. Wine, even in the Middle Ages, wine then was like water is today.
It was a staple.
Even the most poorest people drank wine. You ever read these like novels or these accounts of the Middle Ages? They drank wine like we drink water. Where they get wine from? It's so expensive. Right. Why is that? Because it's cheap.
Yeah, but it's intoxicating.
I don't know if it was the same. I don't know if it was the same kind of talking. All right, what? All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up on the bottom line on my Rava tomorrow. Everyone have a very, very good day.
Oh, yeah.